اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا.
الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise be to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We praise him, with him we seek aid and help, to him we repent. I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, glory be to him, and that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his messenger and his servant. Today we are talking about Hajj and confirming what Allah has obligated upon the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. We know that Allah, glory be to him, has commanded the Muslims for Hajj, pilgrimage, and to go to Mecca, to go to Kaaba, and this is like an immediate duty that mankind owes to Allah, glory be to him, to perform the Hajj. And for those who have the physical ability or capability and the finances, so whosoever has the ability for Hajj, like, he has to do it immediately, otherwise he will be under the punishment. Allah has mentioned that if the person has the ability for Hajj and he doesn't go or didn't go, so he will be disbelieving or denying this obligation upon the Muslims. And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient from any needs, from anything, from the alameen, from the mankind and jinn, from the world. So, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has confirmed this obligation and this commandment from Allah azza wa jal in the authentic hadith, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking about Hajj, and he considered Hajj as a pillar of the five pillars of Islam. Islam of the person being based on five pillars: to believe in the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to believe that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and perform the Salat, and giving or paying the Zakat, fast Ramadan, and making or perform the Hajj for the sake of Allah. For whosoever have the physical capability and can afford the expenses of Hajj. So, and also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the authentic hadith has mentioned also, O mankind, O people, verily Allah ta'ala has commanded Hajj upon you, so you have to go for Hajj. And also the Prophet ﷺ was describing that Hajj is like Abrahamic tradition, like to revive the Abrahamic traditions, or to revive the way of Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, that قِفُوا عَلَى مَشَاعِرِكُمْ, like stop on this, like rites or this, like sacred areas, verily you are on the tradition or on the inheritance of Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was exalting the action of Hajj till he made it like almost close to the, you know, the jihad. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about the best action in the sight of Allah, or the most blessing action or blessed action in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to believe in Allah and the oneness of Allah, and to believe in Muhammad, peace be upon him, as a messenger of Allah with no doubt. And he was asked about what else. The Prophet said to do the jihad or to go for the jihad for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked what else. He said, Al-Hajj al-Mabrur, the accepted Hajj, the sincere Hajj for the sake of Allah, glory be to him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was describing that accepted Hajj means to feed the food and to spread the salam and to soft your words, to soft your talking to people, to feed the people during the Hajj, to offer a food for them, to offer drink. You know, people for Hajj, they miss in their own schedule, the time for food, the time for drink, and they are facing hardship different than their comfortable life. So sometimes they need the food, they need the drink, they need to advise them to enjoying good and forbid the evil. So the Prophet ﷺ, when he was asked about the accepted Hajj, he said to feed the food and to help people as much as you can, to spread salam to people and to soften your talk, your speech, your words to people by advising them, by helping them, encouraging them to be patient and to handle the hardship of Hajj. And the Prophet ﷺ was exalting that, and also he said, Al-Hajj al-Mabroor, the accepted Hajj has no reward except paradise. So if you have the Hajj with sincerity, with faith, and seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seeking the closeness and the pleasure of Allah, glory be to him, then Allah, glory be to him, will accept that Hajj and will reward you the paradise. Man hajja falam yarfu, whoever performed the Hajj with no committing any kind, without committing any kind of sin, or bothering people, or talking badly with people, or fighting with people, or gave them hard time, whosoever make the Hajj with this kind of quality, kindness, with gentle and with good speech, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him, and he will return. Allah will forgive him, forgive his sins, and he will return such as the newborn, such as the newborn after he been born. So the Prophet ﷺ was exalting the action of Hajj. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, in the authentic hadith, when she heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talking about jihad, exalting the action of jihad, that this is the best and durwat salam, the best or the highest action of Islam in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha got jealous, and she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Oh Prophet of Allah, please, can we go for Hajj with you? Can we go for jihad with you? Can we fight for jihad with you? Can we follow you for jihad? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered her, Ya Aisha, the best kind of jihad for the sake of Allah is al-hajj al-mabrur. The best kind, the most closest action to Allah the best kind of jihad is Hajj fi sabilillah. Al-Hajj is jihad, but with no fight. Al-Hajj is the jihad of the old people, the elder and the young people. Hajj is the jihad of the weak people. Hajj is the jihad of the women. Your jihad is Al-Hajj. So the Prophet ﷺ was exalting the Hajj, performing the Hajj, till he made it like in the same level of the jihad for the sake of Allah. Why? Because the Hajj is leaving his house, his beloved people, his family, his children, his own business, his own schedule, and facing this trouble, facing this that hardship for Hajj, and with crowded, and facing any kind of tiredness, any kind of sickness, any kind of crowding. So for the sake of Allah, spending his money and risking with his soul and his health and his body for the sake of Allah, such as the person who is fighting for the sake of Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jal will return him with forgiving, with forgiveness. And also the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was encouraging people to do the Hajj, to perform Hajj immediately. To perform Hajj immediately. Do not delay the Hajj, hasten the Hajj. And he said in the authentic hadith, for whosoever intend or have the intention for Hajj, he should do it immediately and hasten the Hajj. And whosoever, you know, likes to go to Mecca means for Hajj, he has to do it immediately before, because you don't know what's going to happen in the future. You may get sick or get tired or lose the money or lose the ticket or have hardship. So you have to do it immediately, because Hajj is immediate duty. It's not just like a postponed duty. According to the majority of the scholars, according to the verse of Allah, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Also in the authentic hadith, the Prophet ﷺ was explaining that if the person can afford the expenses and has the physical capability and the expenses for Hajj or the finances, and he doesn't have any problem, but he didn't go for Hajj, the Prophet ﷺ was talking that he let him die such as, or in the state of such as a Jew or a Christian, because he denied or he dilated the Hajj for something with no serious reason. And also Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was talking in the authentic narration that I was going to send some men to different towns. For what? To look for and check for the people who had the ability for Hajj, but they don't come for Hajj, or they didn't go for Hajj to collect the jizya or the taxes from them. They are non-Muslims. Verily they are non-Muslims. Verily they are non-Muslims. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. So Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was describing the person who has the ability for Hajj, but he denied that or delayed it for nothing. He is, he became non-Muslim. May Allah protect us from that. Also Allah Azza wa Jal was exalting, and the Prophet ﷺ was exalting the Hajj, and the Prophet ﷺ was, was talking to the Hujjaj, that to be happy or to receive the glad tidings from Allah, that today, in the day of Arafah, Allah Azza wa Jal has opened a gate or a door of the heaven doors, broadening the his servants and his slaves, the Hujjaj, the Hujjaj for, in the front of the angels. Look at my servants, look at my slaves. They came from everywhere. They just finished an obligation, and they are looking for another. Look at my servant. They came with tiredness. They came with dirt. They came with hardship. For what? What they are asking for? They are asking for the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Be witness, O my angels, O people of the heavens, be witness that I had forgiven my slaves and my servants, and give them whatever they ask, whatever they need. So this is the position of Hajj in the sight of Allah. Can we delay it after all this blessing from Allah, glory be to Him? Also, the Prophet ﷺ was, describing that some people are delaying Hajj, seeking or fearing the poverty, or seeking or feeling the tiredness. So the Prophet, but the situation of the state is completely opposite and different than that. The Prophet ﷺ was saying that, you know, and ordering people to follow between Hajj and Abd Hajj, and between Umrah and Umrah, continuously, continue and follow between the Hajj and Hajj. I mean, do it, you know, as much as you can for Umrah or for Hajj, because verily, Umrah, performing Umrah and Hajj, such as like canceling or purifying the, you know, the poor or the, I mean, the poverty and the sins, such as the purification of the gold or silver or steel or iron. So to do or to continue doing Hajj and Umrah, this is like purifying our sins, and this is the reason, the best reason for gaining and getting the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, some kind of people are delaying Hajj, you know, fearing or less the, you know, the sickness or the disease, or to get sick or to get tired or to die, you know, or, you know. But the Prophet ﷺ was, you know, mentioning and describing that the Hajj is completely different. In the authentic Hadith, the Prophet ﷺ was talking that the group of Allah are three kind of people. The group of Allah, three kind of people would be under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. The first kind of people, the person who leaves his house for going for masjid or for mosque to perform the salat, he would be under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the person who leaves his house for fighting for the sake of Allah, going for jihad, the third kind of these people or the group of Allah would be under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal, is or are the one who leaves his house performing the Hajj or going for Hajj. He will be under the protection of Allah. Allah guaranteed him to return him to his home with forgiveness and whatever he needs. Otherwise, he'll be, if he got sick, if he got tired, if he got injured, if he got killed, he will be exactly such as the person who is fighting for the sake of Allah, the Shaheed. So they are the group of Allah. They are under the guarantee and the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. Also, the Prophet ﷺ, during that, he was encouraging people to be patient during the Hajj, because you will have hardship. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he finds Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, you know, get tired, and so tired, and has like hardship of the Hajj, he tried to make it like easy for her. He said, "Ya Aisha, your reward is according to your tiredness. Your reward is according to your spending the money. So if you get more tired, you'll get more reward." Means be patient, try to handle it, try to pass it, try to be kind and gentle in the sight, in the front of Allah, and to be content in the front of Allah, and to be thankful in the front of Allah, to get the more reward. And also the Prophet ﷺ was describing some of these, that for the camel, or for the ride of Hajj, could be camel, could be car, could be ship, could be plane, doesn't move or doesn't step or raise the foot, except you will get, for each step your ride, or each, you know, circle your ride you will move, you will get more reward, like a good deed, and Allah will cancel bad deeds from you, and Allah will raise you a level or degree in the paradise for each step of your ride, of your camel, of your, you know, plane or whatever. So this more reward, and the Prophet has said, Al-Hajj Al-Sha'atu Al-Tafil. The Hajj is for according to your hardship. If you have hardship for this, I mean, get tired of the, you know, of the weather, or of the, you know, of the, you know, different schedule for yourself, be patient, because you will get more reward. In the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was saying in the authentic Hadith, the Prophet was narrating that Allah Azza wa Jal is saying that a person or a slave or the Muslim, Allah Azza wa Jal give him, you know, wealth, enough, you know, provision, and enough and his strength, and he's healthy, and he's wealthy, and he is faithfully, he's faithful. So, but he, you know, he doesn't, or he didn't come to me, to Allah, glory means, perform the Hajj for 5 years, or stay 5 years without coming to me, to Allah, Azza wa Jal. Verily, he is obviously deprived. He is obviously deprived because he is a loser for this kind of, for this like reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to follow the Hajj after Hajj at most 5 years without going for this. But at least every year, or to do as much as you can, Umrah after Umrah, to gain the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah, glory be to me, accept our Hajj and our Umrah, and may Allah Azza wa Jal open our heart to seek the closeness and to seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله تعالى ولكم. May Allah forgive all of us. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.